Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Friday DriveCast. And as you know by now, Fridays are the day of the week where we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. Recently, our life group happened to be discussing the topic of prayer and specifically trying to balance faith versus persistence. And the question arose, how long should you pray for a miracle for you or for a loved one? If it's God's will that everybody gets saved and become Christians, well, why doesn't He answer my prayers that I've been faithfully praying for years that my lost loved one becomes a Christian? And that's a fair question. And how would you answer that? Does persistent prayers for the same thing again and again, does that indicate that you lack faith? Like the old hymn says, that we're just supposed to take it to the Lord, all of our prayer requests, and leave them there? Well, I personally believe the New Testament teaches that we're to persist in prayer no matter how long it takes or even how obnoxious we feel about it in God's presence. The asking over and over again, because if our prayers aren't being answered, one thing we should consider is, what's God doing in us? How is He shaping? How's He shaping you? What's He doing in you as you diligently pour out your heart to Him on behalf of that lost loved one, or that elusive miracle that you so desperately need? And then consider this story in John's Gospel, chapter 5. John chapter 5 says that Jesus is in the temple area in Jerusalem, and He encounters a multitude of sick, blind, lame, and withered people. And then John tells us that one particular man was in the crowd of afflicted ones who had been sick for 38 years. Did you catch that? 38 years. And John chapter 5 verse 6 says that when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been paralyzed for a long time, He said to him, "Do you want to get well?" Now, the paralytic offered an excuse, and he was operating on the premise that he'd always missed his miracle. Somebody else seems to get it ahead of him. To which Jesus offers no acknowledgement, no theological debate, but just said to him, "Arise, take up your cot, and walk." And John tells us that immediately the man who was sick for 38 years became well, took up his cot, and walked. So let's land the plane. I don't know where today's DriveCast finds you. Maybe you or a loved one feels like that you're in what I call the wilderness of abandonment, like our paralytic in today's story. Or maybe you've just flat out given up praying for your miracle or your lost loved one because you're still sick or they're still lost. Friend, Jesus knows how long it's been, and He knows the need. And it may seem like everybody's stepping in front of you, getting your miracle or your answered prayer. Well, let me encourage you, like today's story, Jesus sees and Jesus knows. And just like He knew how long that the paralytic had been already laying there in his sickness, He knows how long it's been for you. And we have to continue to pray and to not give up hope. Yeah, 38 years is a long time to us, but Jesus met the paralytic not a day sooner or a day later than He should have. And it's super easy to get discouraged when we don't see any results, whether it's 38 days, 38 weeks, 38 months, or years. Never give up on the hope of Jesus showing up on the scene and in His time answering your prayer. So before we conclude today's DriveCast with some quiet time for you to reflect and pray, I just want to say thanks for tuning in to today's DriveCast. We sincerely appreciate you, our faithful DriveCast listeners. And friendly reminder, just tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. And I invite you now to spend a minute or two praying and never lose hope that Jesus will show up in His time with the answer to your prayers.